We continue our reading of 1 Peter in chapter 2, beginning at verse 13. You'll find this using the Pew Bible on page 1294. Now, Peter is continuing the thrust of this chapter, which is an exhortation to the godliness of Christian people. The first half, it was because of who you are. You're a holy people. You're a royal priesthood. You need to act in a godly way. But in the second half, it's more along the lines of representing Christ well. Now, he begins by pointing out that we're to be subject to governing authorities. He says that in verse 13. Now, like Romans 13, where Paul makes the same comments, Peter is writing in a context where it's very likely that the civil authority is evil and despotic and tyrannical. But he points out that God has established all governing authorities. We are to be subject to them. Now, you and I live in a country where the governing system, very blessedly, is one that invites participation. There's nothing wrong with Christians. In fact, it's right for Christians to politically participate, to make statements. But he wants us to realize that it should always be our first concern to represent Jesus Christ well. He says if you are arrested for sinning and are beaten for that, that does no credit to the Lord. But if you are mistreated for speaking the truth in a loving way, now that glorifies Jesus Christ. So if you find yourself in a Facebook war on politics or debating in the office or involved at a rally, all well and good, but as a Christian, you should say, my first calling is that I would represent Jesus well. I think that gives us a challenge today. If we were to ask the secular society around us, I know they're probably not being fair-minded, but if we were to ask them, what do you think Christians stand for? I wonder if they would know it's the gospel. And so he says, and all of these activities represent Jesus well through godliness. But then he says, another reason you're to do that is because Christ suffered for you. It's not just that godly suffering is good for the gospel. It's also the very substance of that salvation into which we've been called. And he makes a great statement at the end about the suffering of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 24, he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds have you been healed. Well, we're to have a godly approach then to suffering in all things, seeking to glorify the Savior who died for us. Well, let us give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 13 of 1 Peter 2. Be subject for the Lord's sake to every human institution, whether it be to the emperor as supreme or to governors as sent by him, to punish those who do evil and to praise those who do good. For this is the will of God, that by doing good you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish people. Live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God. Honor everyone, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the emperor. Servants, be subject to your masters with all respect, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the unjust. For it is a gracious thing when, mindful of God, one endures sorrows while suffering unjustly. For what credit is it if when you sin and are beaten for it, you endure? But if when you do good and suffer for it, you endure, this is a gracious thing in the sight of God. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you might follow in his steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God abides forever. Amen.